This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, yes, certainly it is. Time for Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And let's start the Grab Bag by saying congratulations to my guy, Brad Marchand, going to the cup final. Panthers beat the Hurricanes 5-3. They win the series in five games. Marchand's been almost a point per game guy in the playoffs. He gets 14 points in 17 games. But the Florida Panthers make quick work of the Hurricanes and go back to the cup final.
They do. Yeah. It looks like we're ticketed for a rematch, too. I don't want to jump the gun. It is hockey. You see comebacks all the time.
Get ahead of ourselves.
But it looks like we're ticketed for a rematch. Third straight trip for Florida there. And Marchand back in the cup final. Yeah. Congratulations
where he
to
belongs.
One of our favorites on this program.
Last time he was in the cup final, he failed to get off the ice in a proper time. Cost the team the series.
He's been to three of these. He did win one.
He's lost
the last two.
Right.
So something's got to give.
That's true. You mentioned the Oilers up 3-1 over the Stars. They'll play Game 5 tonight at 8 o'clock in Dallas. Some bad news for the Oilers, as it looks like Zach Hyman likely done for the year.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. This is a good point by the Twitch chat, though. Yeah. Keith, you should get some time with the cup for the motivation you provided to Marchand.
Agreed.
Now, I mean, Marchand's still got a place here, I'd imagine, right?
So yeah.
If he brings the cup out and about in town, like maybe
this may sound crazy.
Maybe you could get on board with it.
I think I would turn it down.
This is how you lose a job very quickly. The fact that he's going to have a job after
Marchand says,
it's got nothing to do with Brad.
I want to break bread.
Angry Brad. It's got nothing to do with him. I want to
reach across the aisle and settle our differences.
This isn't even about Brad.
Which is an analogy to really what we're going to do tonight with the Greg Hill Show and Courtney there. So we could settle some differences and you would decline.
And it's got nothing to do with
that.
It's got nothing to do with that guy who hated me. Maybe still hates me.
Probably.
Then went to his photo roll to prove how wrong I was by finding old pictures of him and Pastrnak.
Yes, of course, yeah. As one does.
As the Bruins also did as well. So there's nothing to see there. No, if you have the day with the cup, I think the creepy guy with the gloves has to go with it.
You're afraid of that
I can't
guy.
Let him in my house.
No.
No.
No, no, no. That's I don't know how all of a sudden the cup's at your house. You just where you were
it's my day with the cup, you said.
No, I thought you were going to leach on to Brad's day with the cup.
No, I
you get
day.
Your own day with the cup?
I'd take it to Worcester, where I was born. I'd go back up to New Hampshire with it.
Yeah.
Really drive it around.
We could go to Worcester.
Popcorn stand?
Yeah.
Popcorn stand across town.
Yeah. We could go to Worcester and bring Roman Anthony back with it.
We'll take Roman Anthony.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah right.
That's where you put him in.
Once there was this grab bag.
All right, the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to the NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah.
Thunder blow out the T-Wolves. So Thunder Wolves, not as exciting as Thunder Nuggets.
No.
Thunder Wolves was a bust.
Thunder Nuggets was a much stronger series.
Thunder Wolves ended in five. Last night's final was 124-94.
Yeah.
It was 26-9 after the first quarter.
Oh, so I flipped it on
26-9.
Late. I didn't turn it on until it was like 74-40-something, and yeah. I was like, oh, this thing's over. I flipped into that late. I didn't realize it was that much of a beatdown right from the start.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, Oklahoma City, they didn't start the postseason great, but they feel like they're locked in. They have the MVP. They won 68 games, one of the best scoring differentials in basketball history. I mean, they're going to we're going to talk about them this offseason like we talked about the Celtics last offseason. Yeah. I think they have a much better chance. We know the Celtics didn't, so maybe it's easy to say. They're set up to repeat. We thought the Celtics were.
I thought the Celtics were.
They actually are.
And they have more guys in their prime than the Celtics did.
And they have more ways to improve their team. I mean, they could trade a bunch of draft picks to improve their team if they wanted to.
And they're still not paying, like, Chet Holmgren money. Like, they haven't hit that point where they're all in, like, supermaxes or anything like that. But, yeah, OKC moves on. Also, not to jinx it, but I'm about to jinx it. Three straight Sportsbook Rhode Island Rich Keefe's picks of the week.
I saw this. I woke up today and I saw the money bags gift. You're on a heater.
It was like plus 600 for
no doubt. Bro.
Meanwhile, I can't win a straight Trevor Story bet. For God's sakes,
on that one. It should count.
Wait, that should count. Once it goes to extra innings, your bet should be locked in.
I was worried about it last night because I was watching that game and I was like, they're up too much. They're
going to
pull
SGA. Play enough. Yeah.
SGA hit the points and assists by a half.
Nice.
It was 33.5, 7.5.
What a thrill.
34.8. Oh, it was wild.
You don't want to live it in real time, but when it hits, what a thrill.
And then the minus 8.5 for the Thunder really was never in jeopardy.
that was
a safe one.
Look, you got to check a box early in these parlays, and that was one you checked.
Tonight, Knicks Pacers. Does the series end tonight? It is game five with Indiana up 3-1.
Yeah, I think I'm officially wave the white flag on New York. Yeah.
Ben Stiller, Timothy Chalamet, and the Knicks. They are 4.5-point favorites, though, in this must-win game.
Yeah, well, Knicks fans are now at a similar point where Celtics fans were, down 3-1. But, like, if they win tonight, they're going to be all in and fully on board and thinking they have a
real
chance.
Except they got to go back to Indiana for game six, also, which is a lose. And Halliburton's dad's allowed to go again.
The Celtics had to go back to New York. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the Celtics were down Tatum, I guess. But, yeah
they
similar,
lost by
a similar boat.
Bag.
Now, so, Keith, you were promised something from Korn at the road show tonight.
Yeah, caller earlier today, Alan, from kind of parts unknown. He mentioned like three different places.
Well, he said he presented himself as Alan from Nashville. He's called in the past, but he said that's actually a lie. He's actually in New York and Rhode Island, I think.
He lied about Nashville.
So he's going to be out at the landing tonight. But
if you were to lie about any location you were from, what place would it be?
Ooh, like where would you pretend I was from?
So if you called in, you're like, hey, this is Jones.
Yeah, somewhere
from...
cool, like Monaco or something like that.
Copenhagen.
Yeah, exactly.
Call from Copenhagen?
Yeah. But you, you're getting a gift later tonight, but did you already...
A Korn gift.
Did you already receive a gift?
Oh, actually, we have an update. Terp's going to put this out on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay. So
I checked the mailroom today.
Should I not spoil this?
Save it.
Okay.
Save it. I've been waiting desperately for my City Connect jersey, which may have been lost in the mail. Or I don't know what happened there. Still waiting for it. Went up today, didn't get anything. Then all of a sudden, Billy walks in with a package with my name on it. And so we did an unboxing.
Oh, good.
You'll have to find out what it is. I don't want to
spoil it.
Okay,
let's not spoil it. But you did. Okay, you have. It's a big day for you.
But if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you know
I believe that video is up now.
Oh, it's up right now. You will know that I'm not wearing a City Connect jersey. So it's not that.
Well,
you know what they're starting to talk about in New York, and if they haven't been already, is Juan Soto. Stinks.
Yeah, no, he's getting the back page treatment on the post consistently.
When they played against the Red Sox, it was all about him not hustling. Like, he, like, hit a wall ball single and stuff like that. But do you know he is hitting .224 on the season? He does have 8 home runs, but only 25 RBI and an OPS. And for a guy that walks all the time, .745. Which I think he made $765, right?
That might
be $65 million.
That might be that's true. Yeah. That might be Trevor Story and Christian Campbell for the last month combined.
Yeah.
But yeah, that for him that's horrendous.
I think
it's
still higher.
Yeah.
He's 0 for his last 14, I believe it is.
Ugh.
And like his manager was like, well, no, I mean, he didn't hit the ball out of the infield, but he's like he had a good lower half yesterday. Like he's making up all these crazy.
That was like Cora early in the year with Devers.
True.
He's like, you just got to straighten it out. Remember that?
Yeah.
He just got to hit him straight.
No, he had a good foul ball.
Yeah, which in fairness to Cora, we've been very critical of Cora today. You can catch him on afternoons at 2:15. But Ivan Cora was right about that. Yeah, one. Touche. Yeah.
37. My girlfriend's grabbed 37 bags.
In a row?
The NFL announced that the Patriots' third preseason game will be a nationally televised game.
Hell yeah.
They'll be at MetLife Stadium to take on the Giants. It'll kick off at 8 p.m. on Amazon on August 21st.
So their nationally televised games, including the preseason now, are the Giants, the Jets, the Bills.
The Giants again.
Just all of New York.
And the Giants again. Yeah, you're right.
Two double Giants primetime games.
They love that matchup.
Wow.
The Bill Bowl.
Grab bag.
The Revolution, who did send me a uniform, and
yeah,
you as well.
Mine's.
I'm wearing my kit today.
Mine's sitting in the drawer. Yeah,
it's a nice jersey.
Yeah, it is lovely.
They played last night against DC United.
How'd they do?
They played a 1-1 draw.
Nice.
So, you know. Could have been better, could have been worse.
Or I guess. Channeling their inner Red Sox with one whole point there.
Could have been a little bit better, could have been a little bit worse.
Nice.
That's like a...
You gotta fight for your right to grab bag.
This is pretty good news for all the creeps and sickos out there listening to this show. Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I got your attention, didn't I?
Okay, sorry. Hello. I was zoned out there.
Yeah, why'd you pay attention?
Hello.
Sydney Sweeney, the star of such films as Madam Web. Maybe the goat.
Yeah, it might be.
She has decided to sell her bath water in the form of soap. So it's not, you can't just get like a glass of it.
Right.
But they're going to take her bath water.
Honestly, that sentence progressively got worse because I'm like, bath water, yeah.
Sold.
Soap?
What would you do with this?
What I need? Gwyneth Paltrow, candle or this?
Well, I'm burning the candle while I wash myself. Can we convert that bath water into toothpaste?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah, once you boil that down, I'd imagine. Why not just sell the bathwater?
I don't
why
know. Turn the bath, you'd make a small fortune selling the bathwater.
Well, now I'm rubbing it all over myself, I guess. Is that why?
Just pour it on, over.
Like, cooking my spaghetti in it.
Like, and it's gone.
I mean, look, if she wasn't...
What are these creepos? What are they doing with it?
If she wasn't the goat before this, she's
the goat.
She's rocketing into goat status.
No, she's the goat. She's great in like every movie that she's in. She's great in that... you watch Euphoria, the show?
No.
With her and Zendaya? It's a great show.
Mm.
I don't think it's coming back.
But what are the people doing with her bathwater soap? It's a good question.
Be specific. If you are one of these guys out there... Please let us know what you're doing with this.
Yeah. Can we get that sent to us before the jerseys?
We're way more likely to get Sydney Sweeney bath water soap than we are a City Connect at this point. We got to find out what the rate is.
The rate on which? On the City Connect or on the
No,
soap?
The City Connect, we already know.
Yeah.
But also, there's a proof. Like, you need proof that it's her bath water. Otherwise, it's a waste of money, isn't it?
Yeah, you do.
Could be anybody's bath water.
Sure.
I want to make sure she's in it. For how long? What was the temperature?
Yeah, right. Did she just like dip a toe in, or was she like really
like that?
Was she really in it?
Was she really in it?
Get her.
Okay. Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one. Yeah. All right. Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Best NBA performer from last night, Jones, was it Alex Caruso? 8 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists.
I almost bet the over 8.5. I'm happy I didn't. Not him.
Was it Jalen Williams? All NBA's Jalen Williams, 19-8-5.
I like J-Dub, not him.
Was it Julius Randle?
No.
24-5-3. With it, Stickman, Chet Holmgren, 22 points, 7 rebounds, 0 assists, or was it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 34-7-8?
In honor of your bet, Keith, let's make it SGA.
All right,
yeah.
All right, what do we got?
You can grab my back, my back. You can grab my back.
Let's take a look at the best baseball performer from last night. Was it old friend Andrew Benintendi? 3-for-5, a home run, 4 RBI, 2 runs scored.
Hmm.
Was it Agustin Ramirez? 4-for-5, a dong, 4 RBI, 2 runs scored.
Is he a Marlin? He's a Marlin.
Yeah,
right?
Marlin.
Yeah.
Marlin, good one. Was it Gavin Sheets? 2-for-3 with a home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Drew Rasmussen? 6 scoreless innings with 5 Ks? Or was it the birthday boy, Paul Skeens?
Oh, yeah.
6 2/3, scoreless, 7 Ks. No walks.
Yeah, a 10-1 win against the Snakes?
Yeah, they beat the Snakes.
Give me Paul Skeens.
Today's his birthday, not yesterday.
Oh,
just,
okay.
Just to be clear.
Just,
I know people,
you
know,
for accuracy,
they'll get on me for that. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, I feel like this is going to be an easy one.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
So I'm already ready to go.
All right, finger on the button over there.
Because the Red Sox aren't playing anybody, it's
we've had him before.
Truly random.
We may have had him before. That's fair, Nick. I'll wear that. That's fair. We may have had this guy twice. He is a former player. He's not currently active in the big leagues.
No? Yeah.
He is a one-time All-Star. Also his birthday today.
Wow.
So shout out to him.
Okay. It's not Paul Skeens.
Nope. He's 35.
Okay.
But he's not playing anymore.
Okay.
What happened? He is a former closer.
Oh, yeah.
He pitched for 5 teams.
Okay.
Cardinals, Royals, Nationals, Tigers, Padres.
We have had Chad Cordero before. Is it Chad Cordero?
That's not Chad Cordero. Okay.
Jason Isringhausen.
No, good one.
Cardinals closers.
Broke into the majors in 2012. His last game was 2020, so maybe COVID did him in. Maybe he's like, forget this.
Could be.
No fans. I'm out.
Okay.
And yeah, celebrating his birthday. He was an All-Star in
Not
Jordan Hicks. Good guess.
What team was he an All-Star for?
St. Louis Cardinals in 2015. All-Star. He had 48 saves.
Okay. He had to have. He broke in 2012, so he must have pitched against the Red Sox in that World Series in 2013, right?
Yes.
Come on. Let's think. Who was that?
He was never a Rolaids AIDS Relief Man of the Year, but.
Oh, wait. Did he only close? Actually, this the guy I'm thinking of is still pitching.
I think so. He had a 45 and a 48 save season, and then that was pretty much it. And then when he left St. Louis, I think he was probably more of like a setup guy.
He put too much pressure on by saying it's a gimme. He's like, it's so easy.
I thought it was.
Too much pressure.
Let's see. The text line or Twitch has it. Twitch has it.
When was he with the Padres?
What year was he with the Padres? 2020.
That was COVID. It ended.
Yeah.
I thought it was like 19.
He did not pitch much.
I'm breaking and looking.
Oh, I did. I had a lot of shares of this guy.
Yeah. Trevor Rosenthal.
He got it.
Text line also. A lot of people got that. You were right. It was
Rosenthal.
Easy. Not easy for us, but it was easy for a lot of the listeners out there. Trevor Rosenthal definitely pitched against them. I shouldn't say definitely. I believe pitched against the 2013 World
Series. Yeah, that sounds right.
We were all around it, Billy. All around it. So there you go. Random ball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Alex Cora, random player. He's going to join WEEI Afternoons at 2:15. You'll hear from the manager with a whole lot of stuff going on around the Red Sox. You'll hear from the manager coming up, again, about a half an hour from now. Stay tuned. Yeah, got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we have the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds wonderful. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we are getting ourselves prepared for a road show. We're going to be down in Newport tomorrow.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Landing tonight, and apparently I'm going to have a gift waiting for me.
Yeah.
That's right.
Get excited. Alan is in Nashville, but says he's got something for us tonight. Go ahead, Alan.
Which one of you is the corn fan?
I am. That's Keith.
I am a huge fan of corn. I think we're all fans of corn. But
you gonna touch so tunes a song over? What are you going to do?
No, I have something very special for you tonight. Just wanted to confirm you're going to be there.
I'll be there.
Before I brought it. It's not huge. It'll fit in a small bag.
Same.
It's something very special from corn. I worked with them when I was at Epic. So
okay.
I'm going to bring you something nice.
Wow.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Alan.
I didn't realize you're in the music industry.
I love that.
Is that why you're in Nashville?
Yeah, well, that's a lie. I'm actually in New York and Rhode Island.
Wait, what's a lie? You were in the music industry? Okay, I'm just confused now. What's the lie?
No, you're so Keith's getting a gift.
Great.
You're not getting anything.
That's fine.
I've been in the music industry for 33 years. And I'm bringing Keith a corn gift. If you have a favorite band, let me know. Maybe I'll find another gift for you.
Okay, great. What a generous.
I'll be the one with the fresh haircut.
What a generous man. I'll be the one dressed like my wife dressed me. Because she did.
What a wild twist and turns that was. That was exciting the whole time.
I thought he had lied to us about being in the music industry for 33 years. No, he just lies about calling from Nashville.
Yeah,
well, that's a lie.
I like that. That's the lie. Like, you call into a radio station, you give them your real name, lie about where you are, you're going to choose a place out of state.
Can I hear that one more time?
Which one?
What did Alan say one more time, Nick? Just refresh my memory.
Yeah, well, that's a lie.
Oh, is that going to be Cora to you guys about Garrett Crochet on afternoons today?
So we're going there, yeah. 2:15, Alex Cora, slightly delayed. He was going to be early this week, then he ends up being late this week. But yeah, we need to... kind of figure out what happened with Crochet. That'll be on the table. I think there's other bigger fish to also
there's
fry.
There's plenty of stuff to
on
talk
the table.
About.
Like,
there's a lot to talk to him about. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
The big picture of his future with the franchise. There's a lot of people very critical. I believe I heard a couple 60-second plans that one was out immediately, one was out by the All-Star break.
He's got a month and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on notice.
So the seat is
Hot seat.
Warm
I don't even tell him. Your seat's hot. Yeah.
Yeah. And we had Will Fleming during the broadcast yesterday projecting today to be a big day, and so far we got nothing. I mean, the big day is going to be on WEEI afternoon.
That's always
cool.
Big. Yeah,
and I heard Breslow today. I wasn't not very optimistic about moves.
No.
We asked Bradful about it, but maybe Cora will give you guys
the Roman Anthony thing that felt obvious after the game yesterday. Felt like everybody was like it's got to be now. Now's the time. You get a day off. Get him on the flight. Meet him in Atlanta. Get ready. My guy Ted Johnson was like, everybody else, go out, get drunk, have a great night, put all the past behind.
No.
Now it doesn't
you
feel.
You guys
like...
will find out in a minute.
No, we're
no. But no.
But no. He's not. We're not calling him up at all. We're back to. Keith and I are back to having to go get him now, it sounds like, because they're not going to call him up on their own.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that way. And I am so, I said this yesterday in the abbreviated WEEI afternoons after the yucky loss
again.
I'm ready to just go all in on the youth movement. If you want my less than 60-second plan, all the young guys play, and they play in the same damn spot.
That's a good
idea. Stop moving them around.
Give them a position.
No Christian Campbell playing second, but practicing first. No David Hamilton playing third for the first time so he doesn't know how to go around the horn when there's a strikeout. None of this crap.
Doing that.
Let everybody settle in, and you already suck with what you're doing now.
Correct.
So can it be any worse? What's the downside?
No, definitely can't be worse.
You continue to suck.
All right, your plan, your time's up.
The upside is fun.
All right, there's
a... do you have any questions?
Andy
and I'll
Hart's
reword
plan.
Them in a, with a better tone, especially for Rich.
Whose call is it for when Roman Anthony gets called up? Who's preventing him from being up here?
Yeah.
Whose call is it? Who's preventing?
Yeah, I started to take a turn.
That's why they hate
you. Whose call is it?
Are you actively trying to get fired? How's that one?
Yeah, probably no.
Yeah, okay.
No. I mean, job security has to come up.
You said you were going
to
dress it up.
I mean, isn't it easy to say, though, like, this is honest. When teams underachieve, generally there's shake-up or scapegoats.
Yeah.
In all of sports.
100%.
Every sport, every level, and they thought they were a good baseball team that was definitely going to make the playoffs. Looking like they're definitely not going to make the playoffs. Something's got to give.
Something's got to give. All right. You got WEEI Afternoons. Alex Cora, and I can't emphasize this enough, is scheduled for 2:15.
That's Tone.
With Hart.
He'll be there.
And Fitzy.
He misses one show.
And Ted. We will be in Newport tonight at the Landing. 7:30 to 9:30.
Cool
Thank
Kid
you.
Radio in Newport. WEEI Afternoons is just here on the radio.
And we a new will, corn gift.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Gift. Stick around for the unboxing
I think you're gonna
tonight.
You're going to be violated tonight.
Maybe. What if he's like, I got to give it to you outside. actually, yeah, down this van.
No,
this,
like, I'm take a ride. That van. This van.
Yeah, I'll be like, yeah, Keith, go with
Can
us.
Can you smell this sock? Does this smell funny to
it
you?
It does.
We're at the Lobster Bar tomorrow.
Little cornhole
in
trick.
Newport. Greg Hill Show, Road Show, After Show.
I'll have my
Jones
location on my phone.
We'll so they'll find the body.
We'll see you there. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.